بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فبما نقضهم ميثاقهم وكفرهم بآيات الله وقتلهم الأنبياء بغير حق وقولهم قلوبنا غلف بل طبع الله عليها بكفرهم فلا يؤمنون إلا قليلا. We are reading the ayat in which Allah is explaining all the evils of the Bani Israel, particularly the Jewish people. How many favors Allah bestowed upon them, how many times Allah made them mock, but they kept on with their evil ways. And all this is that we understand how evil they are, and their progeny till today and till Qiyamah is the same, and that we should not be following them in any way of their lifestyle. We should be totally keeping away, boycotting their lifestyle, their products, etc. Totally we should abstain from that. And we should not become like that. The weaknesses that came in them should not come into them. So yeah, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala first explained the reason why Allah Ta'ala and why they became an accursed nation. So for that Allah says, فَبِمَا نَقَذِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ उनको जो उन्होंने तोड़ा उनके अहद शिकने पर उनको सजा मिली. सो उनके अहद शिकने पर they got their punishment because they broke their promises. Every time they promised and they broke their promises again and again. So a person must be careful. From here we learn that we also must not make promises and then we break them, especially promises with Allah Ta'ala. A person makes tawbah, then he must not break his tawbah. If it breaks, he must make tawbah again. But they were continuously, that they used to make promises to Allah Ta'ala, but they used to break those promises. So that was one of the causes for the curses of Allah descending coming upon them. The other is وَكُفْرِهِمْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ اور منکر ہوئے اللہ کے آیتوں سے. And he denied the clear signs of Allah Ta'ala. Allah had sent many, many clear signs to them. And they denied all those clear signs, they did not believe in them. This is the reason why Allah explains that a person then does not bring iman. And another reason why, what evil also they hate, وَقَتْلِهِمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ بِغَيْرِ حَقِّ اور خون کرنے پر پیغمبروں کا ناحق. And then they used to kill the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. We can imagine how daring, how severe this is, that the Nabi who comes for no other purpose, he doesn't ask anything from anyone. All he wants is the poor people must bring iman and save themselves. He doesn't fight with anyone. He doesn't take away anything from anyone. He only wants that the deen must come alive. But they in return used to kill them. And it is narrated, they used to have in their big arenas, like a big stadium. And they would make a stage in there and bring the Nabi and slaughter the Nabi in front of everyone. And in that time, there wasn't only one Nabi, but many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and Allah Ta'ala had sent. They used to slaughter them all in that way. So that was another very great sin of theirs. So because of that also. And another reason, وَقَوْلِهِمْ قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ اور اس کہنے پر کہ ہمارے دلوں پر غلاف ہے. And they used to say that there is a cover on our hearts. So, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what you say does not penetrate our hearts. In other words, we have got perfect iman, Allah has protected our heart, and no matter what you say, it does not have any effect on our heart. Or it means that our hearts are filled with iman, on Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So there is no place for your or to believe in you. What you say doesn't have any effect. That is also an attitude a person must be very careful about, that he is convinced he is on the right and he doesn't listen to anyone. In fact, the sign of pride of a person is batrul haq wa hamtun nas. Batrul haq, that he doesn't accept the truth. He feels that I am the all-knower, right? That I have got the knowledge of everything, and only what I say, only that is correct. Whatever anyone else is saying is not correct. He doesn't entertain any other thought. So that is another great weakness upon which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala sends his punishment. So Allah says it isn't at all that there is some cover on their heart, or that the truth does not penetrate their heart. The reality of the matter is وَاَغْتَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا بِكُفْرِهِمْ. So ye nahi, balke Allah ne muhar kar li unke dilon par. It isn't that there is any cover on their heart, but the reality is Allah has put a seal on their heart. And this is a very dangerous condition, that where Allah seals a person's heart and the truth does not enter, penetrate that heart. Now many people, no matter what you tell them, how you explain them, what explanations you give, but they just don't accept. The reason is the heart has been sealed, and that's a very dangerous condition. So Allah Ta'ala says that is the reason, and Allah warns us that we must not follow that. فَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. So iman nahi laaye laate magar kam. So the vast majority of them do not bring iman. They don't believe in Allah, and they don't believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But only a few of them, they are those who did accept iman and have believed. So these are the reasons Allah has given, and the underlying causes, and how the system of Allah Ta'ala works. So we must be very careful of this hidayat which is in the heart. The sins that we commit, disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, the rights of people that we plunder, all these things lead that Allah puts a seal on the heart. A person doesn't make tawbah, or if he makes tawbah just as a customary, and he breaks his tawbah again and again and again, he's just making tawbah like a joke. So all these things are very dangerous. And then when Allah puts a seal on the heart, then no truth enters that heart. No matter who explains to that person, how you explain to that person, but it doesn't make sense to him. May Allah save us all, and may Allah grant us our true iman, and make us his true servants.